Good afternoon. As he said, my name is Guy Collins. I'm from North Carolina State University, and the title of my research today is Reducing At Planting Cost in Cotton Production Through Hilldrop Seed Placement and Precision Application of Infura Insecticides. Now, to begin with, in recent years, as you know, the price of cottonseed has risen drastically due to the release of some of the later insect or herbicide-resistant technologies. This has caused some growers to have a renewed interest in the hilldrop planting systems, which have been evaluated over the years. A common insect control method or for thrips control in the southeast is the use of granular Infura insecticide called Timic 15G. And in a hilldrop system, some of the normal rates of Timic may not be necessary. Therefore, the precision application of granular Infura insecticides could offer growers some cost savings in addition to moving to a hilldrop system. This is definitely something that needs to be evaluated through research, as thrips are a very serious pest in the southeast, causing significant damage and stunning and during the early season, which later could cause reductions or delays in maturity and reductions in length yield. Now, this just illustrates a conventional system versus a hilldrop system. And as you know, in a conventional planting system, cottonseed are planted somewhat equidistantly apart in a linear fashion, whereas in a hilldrop system, groups of seed are planted in a single location or hill with a predetermined space set between each hill. And this was originally designed to overcome crusting issues and compact soils. Now, when granular Infura Timic is applied, it's normally most equipment applies it in a solid continuous band Infura at planting. And that's appropriate for a conventional system. However, in a hilldrop system, a lot of the Timic that's applied between the hills is essentially wasted or unnecessary. Some previous work done in North Carolina has shown that a hilldrop system can utilize a lower number of seeds planted per acre while maintaining yield. And here you see we have 12, 16, and 20-inch hill spacings with 2, 3, and 4 seeds per hill. And there's essentially no difference in lint yield when compared to a 4 seed per linear foot conventional planting system. Some other work conducted by Van Dyne and Lohmeyer, both in 2002, has suggested that precision placement of Infura insecticides is a plausible idea without compromising yield or thrips control. So the objectives of our experiment were to determine if maturity and yield can be maintained in a precision application system of Infura insecticides. And most importantly, we wanted to determine the optimal band length of Timic surrounding each seed hill so that the uptake of Timic and through soil moisture and thus thrips control was not compromised. And lastly, we wanted to compare on the efficacy and a cost basis, the effects of Timic versus a standard seed treatment, which we use the Victa Complete Pack, which is commonly used. So we designed an experiment that was conducted in 2007 and 2008 at an on-farm location near Duplin County, North Carolina, and also on a research station in 2008 near Clayton, North Carolina. We used Delta Pine 455, which was planted in a hilldrop configuration of 3 seeds per hill with 16 inches set between each hill. And to avoid any complications or confounding effects due to germination, 5 pounds of seed were selected from the exact same bag and sent to be treated with a Victa Complete Pack seed treatment. Our treatments included 3.3 and 6.6 pounds per acre rates of Timic, both applied in a solid band as you see here. The equivalence of these two rates per unit area applied in a 3-inch band, which is essentially the average length of a normal seed hill. And as you can see, that's only 19% of the total amount of Timic applied in a solid band for each respective rate. And also the equivalence of these two rates per unit area applied in a 6-inch band. And you can see that's only 38% of the total amount if applied in a solid band. Other treatments included a Victa Complete Pack, as I mentioned before, with and without a subsequent application of Orthene 97 applied at 0.25 pound per acre at 3 weeks after planting. And for comparison, we included ornithine alone at 3 weeks after planting and also a non-treated control. Now, as you see in the first six treatments, there's a factorial structure with two rates of thymic and three different band lengths. Now, in order to account for relativity to a non-treated control or a no insecticide treatment, these were analyzed as and will be reported as percent of the non-treated control. Now, in instances where there was no thymic rate by band length interaction, the two rates of thymic applied in a solid band were then compared through a mean separation procedure with the seed treatments and other treatments, and they were reported in actual values. Now, to avoid any complications or confounding effects due to soil moisture at planting, all the furrows were left open until all the thymic treatments could be applied, and then they were all covered at the same time. You know, we used highly technical modified plastic spoons, which were melted to consistently deliver the equivalent rates per unit area of 3 or 6 pounds of thymic, and they were hand applied to each individual hill. We also cut welding rods to either 6 inches, as you see here, or 3 inches, depending on the appropriate band length. And that was used as a guide beside the furrow so that band length was consistent for each hill. Now, the two treatments receiving an ornithine application required the use of a CO2 propelled backpack sprayer calibrated to deliver 10 gallons per acre. In order to count actual thrips, we removed 5 plants from each plot by cutting them at the soil surface and immediately placing them in jars of soapy water solution, which was then washed through a 270 mesh sieve, which extracted the thrips from the solution. Then the thrips were washed into a small glass vial containing 70% alcohol solution for counting. This solution was then observed under a microscope using a small plastic tray with 1/4-inch squares for ease of counting. And the plants were allowed to dry for 1 week and then weighed. Our treatments were arranged in a randomized complete block design containing 4 replications, and means were separated using Fisher's protected LSD at P of less than or equal to 0.05. And as I mentioned before, the data for the factorial treatments are reported separately and are reported as percent of the non-treated control. First, the results for the factorial treatments. The number of thrips per plant steadily increased from 3 to 5 weeks after planting. And as you can see, there was no significant difference in thrip numbers at any time during the early season due to thymic rate. You can see the green bar indicates the 6 pound rate of thymic. The number of thrips per plant were not affected by band length at 3 weeks after planting or 5 weeks after planting. However, at 4 weeks after planting, you can see the thrips numbers per plant were higher when a 3-inch band of thymic was used compared to a solid band. Plant dry weight was unaffected by band length at 3 and 4 weeks after planting. However, dry weight was reduced by using thymic in a 3-inch band when compared to a solid band. This only occurred at 5 weeks after planting. Thymic rate had no effect in 2008 on plant dry weight at 5 weeks after planting. However, in 2007, which was a heavy year for thrips pressure, you can see that dry weight increased as we increased thymic rate up to 6 pounds. Most importantly, thymic rate had no effect on lint yield, nodes above white bloom, percent open bowls, final plant height, total nodes, and total bowls. And the same goes for band length, where you can see the size of the band had no effect on lint yield, any of the maturity parameters, or plant characteristics. This just illustrates what these treatments look like in the field. On the left, you have the 3 pound rate for each respective band length. And on the right, you have the same band lengths for the 6 pound rate. And you can see there's little to no visual difference in the level of injury caused by thrips. Now, for the mean separation of selected treatments, on the left, you have the 3 pound rate of thymic followed by the 6 pound rate. Evicta alone, Evicta followed by ornithine, ornithine alone, and lastly, the non-treated control. And as you can see, the number of thrips per plant at 5 weeks after planting were highest when Evicta was used alone or when no insecticide was used. with all other insecticide treatments having less number of thrips. And it's very similar, this was in 2008, very similar trend in 2007. However, Avicto alone resulted in less thrips per plant when compared to no insecticide treatment. Now, in both years, the high rate of Timic resulted in a less number of thrips per plant when compared to Orthene alone. Plant dry weight at 5 weeks after planting was reduced when no insecticide was used in both years at Duplin County, followed closely by when Orthene was used alone. And when Avicta was used alone, the dry weight was reduced when compared to the high rate of Timic or Avicta followed by Orthene. Very similar trend in 2008 at Clayton. However, the effect of Avicta alone was non-significant then. Plant height was unaffected by any insecticide treatment in 2008. However, plant height was reduced when no insecticide treatment was used and reduced compared to the high rate of Timic and Avicta followed by Orthene when Avicta was used alone or Orthene alone. All insecticide treatments had a higher proportion of open bowls at defoliation when compared to the non-treated control. And a similar trend for lint yield, however, the Orthene treatment alone resulted in a lower lint yield when compared to the two Avicta treatments. I'd like to point out that both rates of Timic provide a similar yield to both Avicta treatments. This illustrates what these treatments look like in the field. On the left, you have it's representative for most NEC treatment or Timic rate and band length. Orthene alone, you can see a slight reduction in plant height and some mild injury there caused by thrips, likely due to early season invasion. This was taken at 5 weeks after planting. And over here on the right, you can see the non-treated control, which was injured substantially caused by thrips. And you can see this, you know, the decrease in plant height and structure. So in conclusion, some of our data suggested that the 6-pound rate is more effective than the 3-pound rate in terms of early season growth. And also the 6-inch band may be more effective than the 3-inch band in terms of thrips control. Avicta and Orthene appeared to be similar to the high rate of Timic in terms of efficacy. And lastly, most importantly, Timic rate and band length had no effect on lint yield, which proves that a precision application system for infer insecticides could offer growers some additional cost savings at planting. And to give you an idea on some of the cost reductions a grower may experience, the latest figure given to me for a bag of Bogard 2 Flex cottonseed is $298 per bag. In a hill drop system such as the one that we use, roughly 31,000 seeds per acre compared to 55,000 in a 4 seed per foot standard conventional planting system. This offers a total seed cost of $37 per acre versus $66 an acre. So you can see a grower could experience significant cost savings just by moving to a hill drop system alone. The latest prices for Timic were $3 a pound. Avicta complete pack for this particular hill drop system was $11.33 per acre. Orthene 97 at $9.57 per pound. Just talking about the Avicta alone, the cost of Orthene, this is on a per acre basis, is very minimal, but often adds, you know, substantial benefits when doing this. So that's in North Carolina, that's the current recommended strategy if you're using a seed treatment such as Avicta. But if you look at the current recommendations for any insect control, which would be the high rate of Timic, and these are the smaller band lengths, you can see substantial cost savings by moving to a precision application system. More than half in some cases and almost half in other cases when compared to the Timic and solid band or seed treatment. So some ideas for future research would be to actually develop this technology that's capable of precision application. And I think it'd be a good idea to look at the environmental benefits of reducing the amount of total Timic applied per acre. I think it's also a good idea to conduct a similar experiment in cooler spring temperatures or any condition that would exacerbate the effects of thrips injury. And this idea could also easily be applied to granular infer fungicides, but that does need to be investigated through research. The references I used during this presentation were those by Lohmeyer and Van Dyne. I'd like to acknowledge all the people that helped with this project. My PI Keith Edmiston and Drs. Jack Batchelor, the Cotton Team at NC State, Sandy Donahue for statistical support, and lastly, Cotton Incorporated and the North Carolina Cotton Producers Association for funding this research. That will conclude my remarks, and I'll be happy to entertain any questions you may have. Yes. So you're referring to planting a lower population using single seeds and not necessarily a hill-drop system. That's been investigated in North Carolina in previous years, and that's why I included the four-seed per linear foot conventional system. That's somewhat of a standard to achieve optimal yield. Usually ranges from 3.5 to 4.5 seeds per foot. Anything below that in some conditions can reduce yield. So that's why that was included. Any more questions?
I think in the interest of time, we'll go ahead and conclude our session and take our break. Thank you very much for your presentation.
Thank you.